So Sifyanov says, Lo yitol mimishlo natal yadav shachris, which should be translated as, you shouldn't, literally it means you shouldn't take your water from someone who hasn't washed his hands. We're talking about Ruach Ra. But as we'll see in just a second, we're talking about having him pour it on your hands, Dafka. Mishnah Berurah says, Lo yitol, a person shouldn't take. This unfortunate double entendre is because Netila means to take, as well as, like, in the context here of the Netila, to pour your hands on water your hands. So he says, Rutsa Lomar, what he means to say, this, the Mishnah Berurah talking in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, is lishpoch lo al yadav. You should not have someone pour onto your hands the three times on each side if they themselves haven't washed their hands first already. That's what we mean. Not just in other words, of a lahavi lo mayim mutar, for your person, to someone to bring you the water if they haven't yet washed their hands, that would not be a problem. The issue here is it's based on the Zohar. The Zohar brings the pasuk in reference to removing Ruach Ra. The pasuk says, "Vehiza Tawar la Tame." The Tawar should pour on the Tame. So that's a reference to your hand. The Tawar hand pours on the Tame hand. That's why you do alternating right, left, right, left. But that would also preclude the Tame person who hasn't washed his hands from being mazeh, from pouring water onto your hands. If he's the Tame, you're going to be the Tawar. Okay, straightforward halacha.